Setting the bar time, Kelly, this is...
That's an example of what not to do.
Sure. If you can manage to make it through the day without trying to gaslight the judge in a court case against you, then you're doing okay.
Oh, dang it.
So Kimberly, she first appeared late to her court Zoom hearing. Then she appeared while she was driving. Now, Kimberly faced, you know, some fines over some unpaid debt. She joined the call from her car. And the judge immediately noticed that, said, hey, you can't be driving during court.
Am I crazy or does it not look like you're driving that car?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
I'm not driving the car. I'm a passenger in the car, sir.
Okay.
Oh.
All right.
I'm a passenger. Duh. So, I knew the roles.
Yeah, exactly. So she says she's a passenger. Now, there are some key things that might give away the fact that she might be lying. And we'll just let this exchange play out for the next 30 seconds.
What side of the car are you on?
Oh,
that's the judge. All right.
Yeah, you know, hang the on driver's a second. Side, the driver's wheel is on one, the steering wheel's on one side of the car.
We're not in England, Kimberly. We're not in England.
Yep.
And Kimberly's
like, seatbelt. She's wearing her seatbelt, which is great, safety first.
I wasn't expecting the judge to start asking me questions.
Yeah.
I'm on the left-hand side.
How would you be on the left-hand side if you're a passenger in the front seat? Am I missing something?
Yeah, the judge knows. The judge knows.
Right-hand side. I'm sorry. I've been sitting in a room. I didn't know.
Oh. Okay, this is getting worse. So then there's
just like some like checking it
out.
Yeah,
the seatbelt's coming off of the driver's side.
Okay, yeah. The judge is not missing any sort of details here.
He's not letting it go.
The judge is like, wait a minute. Your seatbelt is clearly coming from the driver's side.
You know you're lying to me, right?
No, I'm not, sir.
No, I'm not lying.
Oh!
So then, the judge then doubles down.
Let me see the driver.
Oh, no!
Oh, no, dang it. Oh, that's the... Oh, no.
Oh, no!
Oh, he didn't have to ask that.
Come on.
That would be distracting for the driver. We probably shouldn't do that.
Just trust me. Well, Kimberly tries to sidestep that question.
Let me see the driver.
Hang on 1 second.
No.
I have to ask their permission.
Now.
This is not like posting a picture on social media.
I know. This is for the judge. All you have to do is just flip it over to the driver and go, here, wave. Hey. There you go.
Except for she couldn't do that.
Nope.
Well, you're not in the driver. You weren't in the driver's side. You think I'm that stupid?
Oh, my gosh.
Ooh.
So, yeah, entered a default judgment stating that Kimberly was driving a car, telling the court she was not, issued a statement. Kimberly later issued a statement taking responsibility and saying, yeah, you got me.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
You got me.
That is, kids, tell the truth.
I was going to say, man, I mean, she just started digging her hole. And
I mean,
just kept going.
She could have just said, oh, I didn't know that you couldn't drive in the middle of a court hearing.
Yeah, or she
should
have said,
I didn't know that rule. I'll pull over.
Yeah, exactly. Like she could have said, oh, I'm sorry. I'll pull over right now.
Yes.
And
I didn't know that rule. I'm so sorry. I thought it would just like show up no matter what.
So anyways, if you can manage to make it through the day without trying to gaslight the judge in a court case against you that you showed up late to.
Bless her heart.
Then you're doing okay.
I mean, she could have even tried to say, well, don't I get extra points for like going through extraordinary measures to still appear, even though clearly I'm driving?
Yeah, she could.
She didn't even double down.
She could have tried that. You're right,
she just
Kelly.
Did straight up lying.
All right.
Bless her heart.
There you go. That's your setting the bar story on 99.70 JX.